Your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. It's speculation, disinformation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Turkey's president says, denying there are any clashes going on in Syria the day after the U.S. and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire. But bombing like that and gunfire has been recorded from a distance outside a border town, and Fox's Trey Yings reports there have been civilian casualties.
The agreed-upon five-day pause in fighting, if it were to hold, would turn into a permanent agreement if the United States is able to convince the Kurds to retreat from a safe zone Turkey is trying to create along its border. There are questions about how exactly the U.S. will facilitate the withdrawal of Kurdish forces since President Trump pulled all U.S. troops from northern Syria.
Now, the president has been criticized in Congress for pulling those troops back, causing the fighting. He told a rally last night in Texas,
"It was unconventional what I did. I said, they're going to have to fight a little while. Sometimes you have to let them fight a little while. Then people find out how tough the fighting is."
Now, the president also called Democrats crazy, railing against the impeachment inquiry, telling supporters,
"What they're really, really doing is they're coming after and fighting you, and we never lose."
But there was new drama over the Trump-Ukraine phone call, but House Democrats keep investigating something Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Mulvaney initially appeared to undercut President Trump's denial of a quid pro quo when he told reporters that military aid to Ukraine was held back in part to prod Ukraine to investigate Democrats.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money.
Those comments were later walked back by Mulvaney in a statement. Mulvaney's assertion that Ukraine's cooperating in an ongoing investigation with the Department of Justice angered DOJ officials as well as the president. Lawyers. Dave?
John, history was just made 250 miles above us.
The hatch thermal cover is open. Christina, you may egress the airlock.
That's when Christina Cook and Jessica Meir went out for the first ever all-female astronaut spacewalk at the International Space Station doing repairs. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle. He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Two sheriff's deputies in Iowa are recovering this morning after they were shot late last night while serving a warrant at an apartment complex in Stewart. They're being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. So is the suspect, who was also shot. A police officer was also injured while responding. There's a manhunt in Tennessee, and that's been going on for days after a man was shot with his own gun.
Clarksville police are still looking for the two men responsible for the shooting last weekend at an apartment complex. They say a 22-year-old man saw the dome light on inside his Chevy Camaro late Saturday night, and two men rummaging through it. He confronted them, then realized his gun was missing from the center console. That's when one of the burglars shot him in the foot with it. Investigators say the car had been left unlocked. The owner is expected to be okay. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There is more fallout in California to the massive power outages last week. Electricity was cut on purpose to prevent wildfires, and a lot of people were upset.
Some top executives at California's largest utility in the hot seat Friday over the preemptive power outage, which cut off some 2 million people last week. Many complaining they didn't get enough warning and that it took too long to get power back. Pacific Gas and Electric explaining the largest planned power outage in state history was to try and prevent power lines from starting fires, and that high winds forecast could have damaged equipment and sparked wildfires. The deadly one last year, which mostly destroyed the town of Paradise, was started by PG&E equipment. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly before the opening bell later this hour in baseball's playoffs.
That ball's drilled the left field. It sends Gardner back.
Power Houston passed New York on Fox Sports 1. The Astros beat the Yankees 8-3 to go up 3-1 in the American League Championship Series. They'll play again tonight, and if the Astros win, they'll go to the World Series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana Leaf Collection takes place starting November 4th. It is November 4th through the 8th, the 18th through the 22nd, and December 2nd to 6th. Leaves need to be placed in 30-gallon paper bags at the curb before 6 a.m. on the residents' U-Cycle Collection Day. A local coffee shop is closing this weekend. The News Gazette says Big B Coffee is closing its Champagne Shop on Sunday. The store is at 401 South Mattis Avenue. It opened in 2013. The owner, with an announcement on Facebook, cited competition and other factors. A lane closure to tell you about to facilitate the preparation for University of Illinois game day activities. The northernmost lane of Kirby Avenue will be closed at noon today. That's from 1st Street to 4th Street. This is ahead of the usual road closure in the same area that'll happen tomorrow. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign, Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays 1 to 5:30 p.m. and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Jay Lehman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, as well as Luther Falls. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
October is the month to save big on flooring from Flooring Surfaces. You'll find great deals in our beautifully redesigned showroom. Deals like burnt mahogany maple is a beautiful hand-scraped hardwood, now just $2.99 per square foot. Save 30% off any in-stock carpet and get a free padding upgrade with your purchase. In-stock porcelain tile is now 30% off list price. If you want great deals on premium floors, see Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Watch the Pumpkins fly through the Rantoul sky on November 2nd and 3rd at the old Chanute Air Force Base. Marvel at the high and low tech machines that can chunk a pumpkin over 4,000 feet. There'll be vendors, a kids zone, and live music in the beer garden. It's going to be a chunkin' great time for only $10 per person per day, and kids 10 and under get in for free. So visit pumpkinchunkin.com. That's PUNKINCHUNKIN.com to get your tickets now.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Looking partly cloudy today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We've got a high 64 expected, 42 our low tonight, up to 70 tomorrow, down to 46, and 72 on Sunday, down to 54. We're currently at 40 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, we're happy to welcome from Health Alliance, it's Tara Mullen. She is the manager of community outreach. Tara, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about you this morning?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Happy weekend.
Woohoo.
Yahoo. Medicare Advantage plans. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Medicare Advantage plans are really coverage that provides more than what original Medicare covers and more than what a Medicare supplement covers. And it puts your hospital, your outpatient, and your pharmacy into one, very similar to what people are used to when they're not yet Medicare age or when they're on an employer plan. Plus, you can get extras like dental, vision, and hearing.
Oh, and so people can do what to look at Medicare Advantage? How do they do this?
How do they look at it?
Yeah.
They can meet meet with Health Alliance.
Okay.
And talk with somebody. They can talk to their local broker.
Okay.
They can come and see us over at 3301 Field South Drive in Champaign.
How is that going?
It's going really good.
You guys are in like the growing, booming distills coming, El Toro's there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got it going on out there.
It's a nice little space, and we hope that our members are feeling the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more development to come, so when they come out right. and see us, they can, you know, sit down and have a meal somewhere or grab a cup of coffee.
But you're
know?
Happy to meet with them about Medicare Advantage?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then you're talking today a little about Simplete, S-I-M-P-L-E-T-E. What is Simplete?
So Simplete is powered by Health Alliance, and it's a Medicare Advantage plan that is a new approach to health care with better collaboration between the providers and your health insurance. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is how people just think that they can use their health plan to pay for when they go to see their doctor, but
yeah.
they can do so much more with it. And so it's about that provider collaboration alongside with your health plan and your health coaches and care coordinators to be an extension of your doctor's office to help you stay healthy and prevent.
I just got to come see you because, you know, it's kind of like Verizon. You got to go in and see what your phone will do. I got to do what my health care do because there's a lot of options.
There's a lot of options.
And a lot of good options.
There are very good options.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with Simplete. There's some plans that are as
yeah.
low as $0, and people think, I don't know about that. Why is it $0?
Yeah, right.
But the providers in our community have invested in this to produce better quality health outcomes, and that's helped bring that premium down.
Yeah.
And so I want people to know that just because it says $0, it doesn't mean that it's a bad plan.
Right.
Another thing, I forgot what I was going to tell you.
Well, Simplete is something they can get in there. Who do they contact? How do they do? What's the process? If I say I want to come to Health Alliance, want to come visit you,
yeah.
who do I call?
You can call us at 1-877-634-3390.
Okay.
Go online to healthalliance.org,
mm-hmm.
or you can come in the office. We're there Monday through Friday. You don't have to make an appointment, or you can make an
really?
Appointment.
Really? You walk in?
Mm-hmm. You can walk
Okay. All right.
Over there at that, you know, new
Nice,
complex.
New, beautiful place. Well, it's fun to educate and fun to also, you know, feel like you're getting a better deal. And there's so much changing going on. You really have to stay up on this.
You really do. And people want the answer in like 5 minutes or less. But like you said, there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
And what meets your needs may not meet your neighbor's needs. And it needs
yeah.
to be really customized about what you need. And
makes
that's,
it,
there's a lot
down.
Of plan options that can do that.
Well, and I love the plan options, Tara. You got different stuff for dental, even free easy virtual visits, fitness programs. I mean, establish how you guys have adjusted to things.
Yeah. You know, since it's a locally owned health plan and the provider here are seeing our community, they know what our community's needs are, and so we've really tried to build the plans based on what those needs are and what the people are telling us. And I know that you guys have heard a lot about the opioid crisis and something new in 2020 that we're really trying to help get ahead of that in some way. You know, we all have to do whatever we can is to offer an acupuncture coverage to help with pain management,
nice.
Which hasn't been done before with these plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that can help reduce that use of those medications that become addictive.
Tara, thank you for coming in and explaining this. Tara Mullins, Manager of Community Outreach for Health Alliance. One more time, the 877 number again is what now?
Sure, 877-634-3390.
Hey, thanks.
And available online, too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. healthalliance.org.
Okay, thanks for coming
great.
In, Tara. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Good
too.
To see Tara Mullins, again, Manager of Community Outreach for Health Alliance, ESPN 93.5. Well, David Weingard with Cecilia Health. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me today.
Good to have you on. I am reading you're the CEO of Cecilia Health. Apparently, you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. You named a company after your own expert health coach, Cecilia. So you call it Cecilia Health. This number says a third of this country, or about 100 million plus, will have diabetes by 2050. Really? How do we know that?
Yeah, we're in a crisis right now in the United States and really around the world, where there's a 500 million people with diabetes. It's really critical that people take care of themselves and do the right lifestyle and behavior work so that they limit the chance of getting diabetes, because it's a very serious disease. It's there's a lot of complications that come out of it, from heart failure to loss of feeling in the feet and in the other extremities. And people really need to understand why they need to take care of themselves and how to take care of themselves.
Well, why don't you, because people are driving, this is a, You know, life, the speed, you know, we just fast 7 minutes at a time. Give me a couple of bullet points. What do I need to do? Top three things to give me a better chance to never get diabetes.
Yeah, the most important thing is to take care, to eat right, and limit the amount of carbohydrate and sugar in the diet. And the nutritionist or a clinician from Cecilia Health can work with you and help do that. Integrate some type of fitness, whatever works for you. It could be walking or other exercise that you like to do. And, of course, keeping, you know, the right weight management so that all those factors accelerate diabetes. There's a myth out there that if you're overweight, you're going to get diabetes. It's only true if you have a genetic disposition.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that. You can be overweight but not get diabetes. But if you do have the genetic disposition, eating right, taking care of yourself from some form of exercise, and keeping appropriate weight per your physician, it really is the most important thing.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, if the physician prescribes medication, taking that medication and following their care plan.
Okay. So, again, carbs and sugar, do some form of body movement. Don't be a couch potato. And then watch your weight. 70% of the country isn't at the right weight. So that's a contributor, I know. David, again, Cecilia Health, what do you do?
So we realize that everybody's different, and everybody has their own way of moving forward with their own health. Diabetes is a job no one wants. So we have a team of diabetes expert clinicians that work with health plans across the United States to deliver personalized coaching in English and Spanish, taking into account the language and the culture of the community, Chinese as well, actually. And we work with patients over time to find out what we could do to help them and help them in a very structured way, focus on the goals that are most meaningful to them, how to, you know, start to integrate eating and understand why their medications are important. Because most people don't understand how to take care of their diabetes. And once the doctor prescribes medication, 50% of the patients actually don't take them more than 6 months. And so, you know, the result is very serious. And so people need the support. They need the motivation. They need the accountability. And we deliver that in a way, in the time that people need it, you know, any time of day, 7 days a week, when they come home from work, you know, and in a language and in a culture of sensitivity that's important to them.
All right, David, how do people reach Cecilia Health?
Very easy, ceciliahealth.com, and it's CECELIA health.com, named after Cecilia, the lady that changed my life after I got diagnosed and inspired me to live an empowered life with diabetes.
And how are you doing now?
Doing great. Doing my triathlons. And,
oh, wow.
Doing really feeling great, contributing to the world, you know, and leading a company that's creating positive change every day.
Good for you. Good going, David.
It was good for me.
Good going. Thank you so much. Nice meeting you.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too. David Weingart is his name, Cecilia Health, ESPN 93.5. Check his sports headlines.
Houston 3-1 on top of the Yankees in the series, and they'll go at it at 6:08 tonight with Justin Verlander on a mound for the Astros and James Paxton for the Yankees. 8-3 was the final last night. If they need it, they'll play Saturday at 7:08 in Houston. Lou Aldang signed a contract with the Chicago Bulls and then retired. Bulls went on to beat Atlanta 111-93. On the ice, Vancouver over the St. Louis Blues in a shootout. 4-3 was the final. Kansas City beat the Broncos 30-6. The big marquee game at 3:25 on Sunday is your New Orleans Saints in Soldier Field to take on my Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
And we've got our Illinois football team in action tomorrow at 11 a.m. All the homecoming festivities described by Camp Brown, who has just arrived. So that's coming up shortly on ESPN 93.5.
Yep, all your homecoming activities. Stand by. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looks great. The parade's tonight at 6 around campus town. We've got a high 64, low 42 with partly cloudy conditions. conditions, up towards 70 tomorrow, down to 46, and partly cloudy Sunday, high 71, low 54. We're currently at 41 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, listen to our podcast if you want to hear a really neat segment with Mike Ditka, who turns 80 today. We had that last hour. It'll be up on our podcast at ESPNCU.com. And, we had some nice reminiscing, some great clips from the past. George Halas talking about Mike Ditka being hired by the Bears, the run that he had, and he's just so humble. Play part of the Hall of Fame speech he made 30 years ago. It's so good. All right, back in a moment with Kent Brown. Stand by, 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Coca-Cola's sales were stronger than expected during the summer quarter, helped by the popularity of its Coca-Cola Zero Sugar and mini cans. It's also been selling Coca-Cola Plus coffee outside the U.S. That's also been helping sales. American Express also reported a better-than-expected summer quarter. It says card members have been spending more. It's also been making more from fees. A major AT&T investor has been demanding changes, and now the Wall Street Journal says AT&T is discussing those recommendations. Investment firm Elliott Management recently purchased a stake in AT&T. It wants parts of the company to be spun off or sold. Aramco, the Saudi state oil company, is delaying going public. It's hoping earnings from its recent quarter will improve investor opinions of its business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Okay, Kent Brown is here. Tall drink of water. How are you?
Good, Stevie.
Check him out on YouTube channel. You look good on the orange jacket.
Uh-huh.
Everything else.
Homecoming weekend.
It's
absolutely.
Homecoming weekend. We got a parade today. We got all kinds of fun.
109th homecoming.
Wow.
Celebration on our campus. You know, the parade starts at 6 o'clock. A little different route with all the MCOR project going on campus, and so it's starting at the corner of 4th and Kirby down by the stadium. Mm-hmm. So really, people need to realize that starting about noon or 12:30 today, Kirby between 4th and 1st is closed through the game tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So it will. So people need to kind of think about that when they're driving through town.
Good tip.
But the parade's always a tradition. It looks like we're going to have nice weather for it.
Pep rally?
We don't have a pep rally anymore like they used to.
Oh, okay.
And so they have there's some different events going on campus all during the week, and they had some stuff earlier in the week, so no pep rally.
I just remember when I hosted it, and then they asked Brian Barnhart, and then I never got to ask again. What does that say?
I don't know, Stevie.
I think I know what it says. They got a real pro is what they did.
But
all
the
right.
Parade's at 6?
Steps off at 6?
Starts at 6 o'clock,
Okay, all right. And then tomorrow morning, stuff happens at... So opens at 7?
Yeah, the parking lot's always open at 7 o'clock, and there's always a line of cars with an 11 o'clock start. People are there early. It's homecoming, so there'll be a lot of tents and a lot of reunions going on. Grange Grove will be hopping. We've got the Big Ten tailgate show coming in town. They are with Howard and Dave Revson and Jerry DiNardo. They're here today. Actually, they came in last night, and they're taping some stuff for the show tomorrow with some of our players and coaches. So they're... They start about 9 o'clock, right after the Illini Walk. Illini Walk's at 8:45, ends a little before 9 o'clock. The band does their stuff on the steps of Memorial Stadium. Then we've got the tailgate show. There's also at the other end, there's a stage with a DJ and stuff for the student, kind of student end. But we've got food trucks and all kinds of events and all kinds of tents going on, mainly because of the homecoming colleges do all kinds of stuff this weekend.
I would, and this is totally a guess, but I would say this is probably the best team that's ever come in for homecoming. I mean, I think we've had a lot of homecomings, but this is a special Wisconsin team. They could win the national championship.
To say best ever is a little stretch. There's been 109 of them, 108 before.
I exaggerate all the time.
So, hey, Wisconsin is
really good.
They have dominated. They've got four shutouts in six games.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they've got a Heisman Trophy candidate, running back. They are very, very good. They've got some big games coming up.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
They look past us. You never know.
We played after falling behind 28-0. Things were not looking very good, Steve. I don't know how you thought about it.
I didn't think we'd come back to 28-25. No, I know.
We put
good.
On a great stretch there and really had Michigan on their heels.
No, that's right.
And momentum was on our side, and we just went down and we couldn't get a stop. that one drive after we made it 28-25, and they got a fourth down conversion, remember? It was kind of a big one.
Yeah.
We stopped them there.
No, I know.
It changes everything.
No,
right?
It really did, and I didn't expect that. So, and certainly Wisconsin's coming in, and they can't get too far. I mean, it's possible that we can compete. If we compete in this game, that's amazing to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, we just got to go out one possession at a time,
Wisconsin's
right? I mean,
that's really
the only way you look at it and do the best we can, and hopefully we have a shot there in the fourth quarter. Every game that we've...
It's been in the fourth quarter. And that's what you see. I see growth. I see a better team.
Oh, no doubt.
There's no question they're better players. It's better. It's just
we've
it's
seen
hard.
More of those marks on the left ledge.
I know.
And everybody understands that. I mean, no one's happy with... Two wins, six
games.
Well,
Stevie J said it's the best homecoming opponent ever. So must be back.
Hey, I was once told, believe it, disprove it or believe it, right? Yeah. So there's no way to disprove
there we
it,
go.
Stevie. No way to disprove
well,
it.
Well, I just know they're really good. And then, gosh, we're halfway through, and then the whole buzz of the Ireland, has that been good this week?
It's been really good this week. One thing I want to mention, you know, people were really buzzing about the buzz over the flyover
yeah.
practice yesterday.
You hear that?
With the two planes that were coming over, so make sure you're in the stadium for the national anthem.
Nice.
Which happens about 20 minutes prior to kickoff.
Okay, so be in there at 10:30.
Yeah, you want to be in a little bit early to catch the flyover. It'll shake Memorial Stadium.
Break the speed of sound, so it's going to go, and then you'll see the boom. I think
they won't quite probably do that right over the stadium.
Let's do it. Come on, let's hear it.
But it's always fun. Hey, there's nothing. It's always fun to have a flyover.
No question. No, it's cool. How does that happen?
You know, there's a lot of work that goes into that. It really does. There's a lot of coordination. ROTC group on campus helps coordinate this. Oftentimes, an alum will say, "Hey, I have this opportunity. Can I come back for a game?" And we can do a flyover.
We
get those occasionally, but there's a lot of paperwork to get approval and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's a big process. You know, years ago, the Air Force and Army used to do all kinds of flyovers, and it was a promotional thing. It's an expensive venture because, I don't know, it's not quite going down here to the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Just going
there's
a little bit of
fuel there.
Yeah, some expenses that go into that. And so, it's a special event when those things go over, and so it'll be fun this week as well.
You know what? I know for sure there's going to be great energy. It's fun to walk around, and I really like Grange Grove. I think eventually it's not going to be big enough. We're going to have a space problem because that thing's going to explode. It's a great area.
It's gotten better every year.
It really has, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of kids, a lot of students are there.
Yeah.
It's a fun area.
It's really grown. Hey, to go back to the Ireland thing, you know, last weekend, and I was here Friday morning not knowing the Dick Butkus statue was one of the most unique events I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And it was one of the coolest things I've ever
really
been a part
good.
Of. Even though the rain, it was kind of Butkus-esque.
Yeah. Right.
You know, type of day. And to be a part of that, his press conference earlier today was one for the ages.
It
was really a special half hour. The Smith Center dedication was kind of a cool thing because you don't get to dedicate buildings very often. But the Butkus statue was really cool. And so it's amazing to watch people who drive by down 4th Street. They stop, they pull over, get out, take a picture, jump out and get a picture with it, and then jump back in and go. And it's right there on the street, you know.
Pretty cool.
So it's really cool. And then we follow that up, obviously, on Sunday with the trip to Dublin with our friends from Ireland who were here for a few days. And to be selected for that was really special. And part of that is, you know, our teams haven't performed great lately, and people think that we're can get some fans over there and do a game. So it'll be fun. It'll be in 2021. That'll be a really excellent experience, awesome experience for our team.
It's Ireland, man. It's Ireland.
That's right.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
We've got the All-Irish with us.
And they speak English there.
They do. That's one of the things is they speak a lot of English, and they do other things, a lot stuff. I think they have a lot of fun is the way I understand
it's going to be. There we go.
A lot of fun.
That's a good way to put it. Hey, Kent, thanks for coming by.
All right. ILL, let's go get it done this weekend.
In a big way. Go
Ilana. Not only if I can exaggerate, if we win, it'll be the greatest win ever. So I'm going to.
Greatest win ever. Okay.
I mean,
that's CBJ right there.
Biggest upset. One of the biggest upsets ever if we win.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. You never know. It's why they play them. It was 28-25 in the third quarter. We almost beat Michigan. Let's go. I'm ready to go.
All right, Stevie, let's go.
Strap it on, baby. Kent Brown, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's fighting in northern Syria, despite a ceasefire with Turkey announced yesterday by Vice President Pence after his meeting with Turkey's president.
We have confirmed reports today that Turkish shellings are renewed, and there are reports of civilian casualties. The agreed-upon five-day pause in fighting, if it were to hold, would turn into a permanent agreement if the United States is able to convince the Kurds to retreat from a safe zone Turkey is trying to create along its border. There are questions about how exactly the U.S. will facilitate the withdrawal of Kurdish forces since President Trump pulled all U.S. troops from northern Syria.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Turkey. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has a deadline today to turn over documents related to Ukraine for the impeachment inquiry, he tells Fox.
Our general counsel is taking a look at that right now, and when they send their answer in at the end of the day, whatever their decision will be, I'll follow that.
He's resigning as secretary at the end of the year. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Housing Authority of Champaign County has gotten a $72,000 federal grant to help those in Housing Choice Voucher Program become more self-sufficient. The grant money came from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Families have an interest-bearing escrow account set up for them. Participants sign a five-year deal requiring the head of household to get a job and agree that no member of the household gets certain types of public help after the five-year period ends. Urbana Leaf Collection takes place starting November 4th. It is November 4th through the 8th, the 18th through the 22nd, and December 2nd to 6th. Leaves need to be placed in 30-gallon paper bags at the curb before 6 a.m. on the residents' U-Cycle Collection Day. Urbana only collects leaves. Champaign collects leaves and other yard waste. Collection in Champaign started this week and goes through December 13th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. Partly cloudy, high 64, low 42. Great for those high school football games tonight. We've got a high 70 expected tomorrow, down to around 46. 72 by Sunday. Chance of rain 100% now on Monday. But that's Monday.
Yeah.
We're looking at a great weekend ahead, and we're currently at 42. ESPN 93.5.
Do you know the impact of your three-digit number, your credit score, helps lenders decide their risk before giving you credit? Busey encourages the community to get smart about credit. And here's why. Survey says 1 in 3 consumers don't know their credit score. With good credit, you buy a home, purchase a car, start a business. Busey provides the following do's and don'ts. Do read the fine print. Do be wary of anyone who claims they can fix your credit score. Don't feel pressure to get a credit card. Don't share your credit card number. Busey's The Pillar magazine is a great resource for learning money management. Get smart about credit with Busey. Speak with their experts, 800-67-BUSEY today. Busey can help you at least understand it all, and then you can make the right decisions on all of this. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. Marley Weirda, high school. She's got it going on. Channel 3, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Tell me what you're doing tonight.
All right, so I am headed all the way over to Mount Zion. They are hosting Effingham, and they will battle outright for the Apollo Conference title. Both teams are undefeated, so I don't think I'm expecting anything less than just a high-intensity game that's going to be awesome. You know, both teams really want to head into the playoffs with this conference title. They're already guaranteed a spot in the playoffs with 6 wins, so they want to get this conference title, mainly because that will guarantee them a home game for the playoffs, and we know how important it is kind of just to play on your own home turf, which would kind of help them, you know, move forward. So that's kind of the biggest one I'm at tonight. I'm also headed to Central A&M. They'll play Meridian, and Central A&M is also undefeated as well. So, you know, we got a lot of good area teams that are, you know, making their way to the playoffs this year.
Man, I'm telling you, you are all over the place. You're putting some miles on the truck today, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you that much, yeah. But it's fine. We're in week 8 now. I feel like I lost count. We only have a couple more weeks of the regular season left. You know, a lot of teams are looking, like I said, to get into the playoff. I know Monticello is looking for 11 straight playoff appearances. GCMS looking to go back there as well. And then SJL looking to get there after it's been a while for them. So we're kind of in crunch time here when it comes to high school football. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Well, good going. Marley Weirda, WCIA Television, Channel 3, 5, 10, and 5, 6, and 10 live shots still?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good work. We'll be watching you. Hey, go high school. We appreciate you. Thanks, Marley.
Go high school. Go sports.
All right. See you soon. Marley Weirda over at Channel 3. Yeah, she does a good job. Well, she is all around today. You know, it's not like driving to Tolono now.
Nope.
I mean, the best Champaign County school, you could argue, it's Unity. I mean, you got to take into account that Champaign schools are bigger and stuff, but Central is the only one with a shot at the playoffs.
I'm so excited to honor our seniors tonight with the last home game.
I just can't believe how quickly. Didn't we just open the season in late August?
And my dancer, Anna Jean, going to be introduced in front of everybody with the four other seniors. So Mike and I are excited to pat her on the back in front of the crowd.
Well, heck yeah. Unbelievable. Little Anna is a senior.
Exactly.
We got your sports headlines coming up. ESPN 93.5.
Have you been looking for local outdoor enthusiasts to hike, camp, travel, and be friends with? Then you need to join Champaign Outdoors Flatlanders Adventure Club, where you will connect with fellow adventurers from Champaign-Urbana area and have access to exclusive events curated just for you, like stargazing at Middle Fork, biking to brunch on the Kickapoo Trail, enjoying a hike and beers at Bearded Owl Brewery, and bonding around cozy autumn bonfires. You'll even receive a free swag bag and exclusive store discounts available only to Flatlanders Club members. Learn more by visiting ChampaignOutdoors.com/Flatlanders. That's ChampaignOutdoors.com/Flatlanders.
Save the date for trick-or-treating with the stores. It's back Sunday, October 27th in the Oven Basketball Practice Facility at 4th and St. Mary in Champaign from 3 to 5. Free candy, autographs from the U of I women's basketball team and coaching staff. Powered by the U of I Community Credit Union, the Department of Athletics at Illinois, ChampaignMoms.com, and ESPN 93.5. Visit ESPNCU.com.
Did you know that October is National Orthodontic Health Month? Angel Smiles Dental wants you to join them in celebrating the power of a smile. Whether you're 12, 16, or 60, a perfect smile is one of your best assets. People everywhere appreciate a friendly smile, so make sure yours is the best in town it can be. Now through the end of October, come in for a free consultation at Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Schedule your appointment at 892-8868. 892-8868. That's 892-8868.
Oh, gee. Should've called ABC.
If your heating system isn't ready for winter, you need to call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. With regular maintenance from ABC, you will prevent small problems from becoming big problems, giving you equipment that lasts longer in a more comfortable indoor environment this winter. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You're thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're saying, man, I don't know. Let's just spiff it up. Go find the Frigidaire, the GE, or the Whirlpool. The thing that Dick Van Dyke Appliance World offers is a lot of knowledge. They'll deliver it to your home. They'll hook it all up. They, of course, have that sales, repair guy that'll come for like $35. And then if you need extra, it's like $35 plus whatever.
And right.
You don't have to do that, but I think it's only $35 to have them come in.
Right.
Take a peek. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's all they do is appliances. So the people on the floor know their product, and that's refreshing. Big box stores, not so much. Dick Van Dyke, that's all they do. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur on Neal Street. You drive north toward the mall. Before you get to the mall, just south of I-74, it's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and it's the famous free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can begin online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Let's check sports headlines at 8:46.
All righty. Well, Houston is up 3-1 now. It's do or die for the Yankees, and it's coming your way at 6:08 tonight. The final last night was Astros 8, Yankees 3. The game has New York's James Paxton on the mound and Houston's Justin Verlander.
I don't know how anybody beats Houston, but then again, I'd probably bet a nickel on the Washington Nationals because they've won 15 of their last 17 baseball
games. And are hot right now.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
But Houston, are they good at baseball or what? Man.
Yeah. On to the NBA. Luol Deng signed a contract with the Bulls and then retired. At least he was in that Bulls uniform. A Bulls win last night, beating Atlanta 111-93. Onto the ice, Vancouver over the St. Louis Blues in a shootout. That final was 4-3. Onto the NFL, Kansas City over the Broncos. 30-6 was the final. On Sunday, we've got Oakland Raiders at Green Bay. Houston is at Indianapolis. Those are noon contests on Sunday. And kind of the marquee game at 3:25 is when the New Orleans Saints come to Chicago and have a great contest in Soldier Field against the Bears. That Teddy Bridgewater, though, he's pretty good.
He's good. Bears defense. Now, this will be the 42-41 football game because everything points to 10-6. Somebody. I mean, this is a defensive battle. The Bears offense not great. Bears defense is ridiculous. When Mike Ditka mentions the Bear defense every week, they're good.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to the day when I trade for Khalil Mack. Not happening. Why did Oakland? I guess the guy didn't want to play in Oakland, but Khalil Mack, number 52. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's tremendous.
That's right.
He's so good.
And again, Mike did get 80 today.
Yeah,
had a great conversation with him between 7:30 and 10 till 8. So if you want to, pop into the ESPNCU podcast clip from 1982 and the Hall of Fame speech where he ends with a Lincoln quote. Great stuff from Duck Coach.
Yeah, he was very appreciative, but it was more or less a This Is Your Life kind of a segment this morning with Brother Johnny. So Mike Ditka on the podcast, you might want to listen. It's really good.
Penn State over the Illini soccer team 2-1 yesterday. Illini volleyball in Madison to take on Wisconsin. Wisconsin is at our house to beat tomorrow at 11 for homecoming. Go Illini.
You betcha. Check your weather for the weekend. Coming up, ESPN 93.5.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
It's literally the best place in East Central Illinois. Exceptional food, excellent service, and a great atmosphere is what you'll find at Miga in downtown Champaign. And the reviews speak for themselves. One says, my wife and I drove over from Decatur for a date night. We were pleasantly surprised. Another says, we went for our anniversary. It was such an exciting place. One person even said, the absolute best dining. Perhaps the best in the world. Judge for yourself at Miga Restaurant, downtown Champaign.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Flowers are a calming presence. They shift a room into smelling fresh. It lifts the mood of its inhabitants. Blossom Basket understands how God's creation has those invisible qualities. For even going to blossombasket.com gives you a sense of peace seeing those beautiful flowers on that screen. Head there today and the flowers will speak for themselves. Then you can order the flowers and feel those invisible qualities that makes Blossom Basket flowers so delightful.
Hey sports fans, Dr. Jeff Schroeder here from Mettler Center. You may have heard Dr. Matthew Gordon and I on the ESPN Injury Report. Along with giving commentary on high-profile injuries, we can assess and treat your acute or chronic aches and pains. Don't forget, even young athletes can benefit from a short round of physical therapy. No need to wait. Individuals are usually seen within 24 hours. Let us help you and your family get back to the things you love. It all starts with a free 30-minute consultation. Call or request an appointment online at MettlerCenter.com.
There's a time for work, there's a time for play. There's a time to do things you don't do every day. There's a place to go for the tools and machines and people with knowledge about these things. They've been here since 53 to make sure.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to jack myself up for the homecoming game.
It's hard. We're going to meet a buzzsaw in Wisconsin.
Well, it just is really, and I told Kent Brown off the air that I would probably put 10 men on the line and make them score like 10 times over the air with a quick pass, because if I stop Jonathan Taylor and you lose 70-0, does it matter? But at least you stopped the Heisman Trophy runner.
There you go.
You stacked it up in the box. I mean, straight up, it is such a mismatch straight up.
And sometimes, though, they have an off day. Someone's not feeling good. Whatever.
Listen, you never know. This we're really, if we were playing in Wisconsin, it'd be a 45-point line. I mean, that's
right.
So anyway, I don't know. I'm rooting for us, obviously. I'm bummed that I know I'd have a very slim chance. But then again, what if you go to halftime and it's 10-3 and you're going, well, this is inspiring. You're down 7 and what the heck? And then they come out and they fumble the kick. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But we need that kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, I'm rooting for us.
That's why they're playing the game.
If you're in the second half and there's any reason to look at the football field, for me, it's a victory. If you make the third quarter kickoff, second half kickoff, and the thing is not over, I'm thrilled, because these guys have been putting people away by halftime, including Michigan. Weren't they up 35-0 against Michigan at half?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Anyway, great.
So, and the flyover, again, Kent Brown hit that hard, and I am totally excited about that. It's going to happen between 10:30 and 10:50, so get there before the game.
Well, if you can be there, you can look at and watch it actually go over the Zupke Field. Otherwise, obviously, you'll see it outside
the
stadium.
Yeah,
but you need to kind of be there by 10:30
exactly.
If you want to look up and see them.
Oh, I love that.
It'll be like a second, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, just quick.
Nice.
Okay, you guys have a wonderful weekend. Bears and Saints, my Saints on Sunday against a really good defense. It'll be really fun to watch and much less stress now that the Saints are playing so well, even without Drew Brees.
Right.
So, you know, if we lose, we lose. We're 5-1, so I didn't think it would be near like that when Drew went down.
Uh-huh.
He's expected to be back either next week or the week after.
Tune in Monday. We'll be talking about it.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. By the way, I went to Jim Gaffigan and really enjoyed it.
Me too.
It was really, really fun. Really think if when he was talking about motorcycles and he does his different voices, pretty darn funny.
Exactly.
And, you know, comedians generally only do an hour, and it's funny to me how they'll just be going on that says, I'm done, good night. And they just, it happens. Everybody does the same thing. They look at their watch.
Oh, yeah.
You get an hour from me and I'm done. Anyway, a good crowd. I'd say 4,000 people.
It was great to just have a night of laughter.
And it was really a nice break and a lot of laughing with Jim Gaffigan. And by the way, Gracie tagged Jim Gaffigan in an Instagram and Jim Gaffigan responded to her.
Nice.
And said, thanks for coming.
All right, great.
Hey, thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy your weekend.
Jeremy Warner's next. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thanks again for listening. Meet you on Monday morning. Go Illini. Have a great homecoming weekend and have a blessed weekend.
This story is called the